Good morning, everyone. Today is the 16th of September, Thursday morning, 2021. Well, I was not surprised, but still appalled about something Rick Wiles said yesterday evening on his broadcast. He was talking about the end of the world events, and he was talking about hell and how people were going to be cast into hell. There was going to be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth forever, and we know that is scriptural. But then he decided that he was going to depart from the Bible and talk about what he believes. I've heard a lot of people do that in my lifetime. They'll be talking about the Bible, and then they'll do a switch all of a sudden and say, and here's how he did it. He said, you know, now I believe that we all have a free will. I'm not a Calvinist. Now with that statement, you see what he's doing there. He's trying to say that what he believes is in contradistinction to the Calvinism instead of what he believed being in contradistinction to the Bible. Okay? Calvin is not the one who invented predestination and election. Calvin merely taught what the Bible taught about predestination and election. And what Rick Wiles was doing is he was in one swoop denouncing what the Bible teaches regarding predestination and election. He didn't even touch on it. He says, now we pray that in the Lord's Prayer, you know, not my will, but thine be done, and so on. He says, we pray for God's will, but he says, we're all in a net. We're all in a net. We're thrown into this net, and he said, we have our free will, and we go about our lives, and we make our own choices, and we make our decisions regarding our careers, and we're responsible for all the choices that we make. And he said, there's two kinds of people. He said, there's good people and there's bad people. Well, that's a lie. That's a lie. The Bible says there's none good, no, not one. The Bible says they've all gone out of the way. The Bible says that all men are born and conceived in sin. You see, he's denying original sin is what he's doing. He's also denying total depravity. He's denying unconditional election. He's denying particular redemption. And he's laying it at the foot of the false doctrine of free will. And so, there's many, many churches out there that teach this same thing. My mom held to it till the day she died, as far as I know. One time she told me, you know, Larry, you know what I believe. And I remember telling her, it's not so important what you believe, it's important what the Bible says. But people just totally cut out big portions of the Bible. Rick Wiles, why don't you teach on Romans 9? Why don't you teach on Ephesians 1 and 2? Why don't you teach on Romans 8? For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. Why do people not want to give God the glory in all things? Okay? And so, anyway, that's basically what is happening. This is a false doctrine. It puts man on the throne. God is in charge of our destiny. That's what predestination means. To determine beforehand. People want to think they have a hand in their own success. They think they want to have a hand in their own destiny. And the Bible tells us that He controls even the bounds of our habitation, does it not? So in our world, we're told we have the power of choice. My friend, we must be careful to evaluate this voice. And as it relates to eternal life, it's especially taboo, for God distinctly tells us in His Word that if we have chosen Christ, we were already one of His herd. My sheep hear my voice, and they do follow me. You see, He has selected us from eternity. You shall become as God, knowing good from evil. Lucifer's deception to mankind was revealed. Since the fall, men have tried to become their own Savior, Redeemer, but not true for some. Even though Saul of Tarsus was running astray, God struck him down and said, "You're going my way. My sheep hear my voice and they do follow me." God made the decision for His sheep's destiny. What a comfort this truth brings to our soul to know that our Father our future controls. Whenever we sin, He forgives His wayward lambs and He reminds us in His Word, "I am that I am." You see, He has put all things under His feet, including also the tares and the wheat. May we ever be reminded of this fact: the shed blood of Jesus is a solid contract. The contract is between the Father and the Holy Spirit and the Son. The work of atonement is already done. Let's give the credit, Rick Wiles, to whom it is due. Our eternal salvation's from Him, not me or you. Well, may the good Lord be with you this morning. And I sent Rick Wiles my book, "God Does Not Love Everyone, But He Does Love His Elect From Everlasting to Everlasting." He probably threw it in the trash because he doesn't believe that. He believes in free will. What do you believe this morning? Do you believe the Bible, or do you believe in free will like 99% of the world? Good Lord be with you this morning. God bless.